This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1402, How to Use Famous Political Quotes to Make Jokes in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. I can see Russia from my house, and it's the economy, stupid. Where do these quotes come from, and why do they matter for connection with native speakers in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, it's going great. How are you? I'm excited to be on the mic here.
I am too. And we have a really funny topic for today. Lindsay, do you follow, politics a lot? And also, how's your presidential history knowledge?
Well, I'd say when it comes to my current, everyday conversation presidential history knowledge, it's good. The things people mention all the time about politics, it's good. But, I would like to get more into studying the history of the presidency and all the presidents and what they were like and all that good stuff for sure. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I would say, everyday conversations I can have, but I would say that my brother, he knows a whole lot about the presidents and just a lot about that kind of stuff. But I wouldn't say that I'm a buff on that or anything.
You're not a buff. What's a buff? That's a good bonus word for our listeners today.
It's like an expert.
Yeah. And also someone who's really into something.
Right. Exactly. It's not, I can't just rattle off trivia facts and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. So is that what we're getting into today? I mean, this is a great time to talk about politics because the election season is coming up in November. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be stressful.
Me too.
So today we're going to talk about, one of the things is with politics, sometimes you just have to laugh. It's hard not to take it too seriously sometimes, but sometimes you just have to see the humor in some of it. And so there have been politicians, presidents, other politicians who have said, some pretty funny quotes, whether they were meant to be funny or whether they weren't. And so we are going to talk about this today. I mean, Lindsay, what you came up with this idea. So what sparked your interest in talking about it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was riding in the car somewhere and I remember thinking about it. I must have heard one of the quotes somewhere and I started to think it's so important that we know these quotes when it comes to making this everyday conversation, because Americans will go and throw out these quotes as the core of a joke or of a comment. And we have to know them and be able to understand what the heck they're talking about. Right. So that's where it came from.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So guys, we're going to share some quotes with you. They're very famous and they might be a little bit funny. And so we can do follow-ups on other kinds of quotes, but we're kind of sticking with the more lighthearted, funny quotes today. And guys, yeah, like Lindsay said, you're going to hear these in cultural references. These are important to know. They're important to know. They can help you with understanding humor because of references. They can help you understand the news, and they can give you a way to learn about history to give you a broader knowledge on the topic. And before we get into it, I mean, I feel, you know, we're talking about how sometimes you just have to laugh about it. One of the best places to laugh about politics is on Saturday Night Live, Lindsay, right?
Oh my gosh, Michelle, thank goodness for SNL this year. Actually, in the last 4 years, thank goodness for SNL. Yeah. Ever since Trump got elected, you know, who is it? Alec Baldwin has been playing Trump, and he does a fantastic job. And it gives us this comic relief because we're all so stressed out. Right. I speak for myself. I'm stressed out about what's been happening politically over the last 3 or 4 years. And when I watch SNL, oh, it helps me release so much stress.
right, exactly. And sometimes they'll just put it all out on the table and like how ridiculous different things are. And they, I mean, through the years, I feel like SNL's best time is before an election because they do all the debates, and it's just something you can really look forward to. And it is that, I like that comic relief that we all need. So guys, we definitely recommend SNL. And also guys, oh my gosh. So we're going to be talking about culture here, politics. Yep. You know, these are really important things to be able to discuss with native speakers, to be able to understand. And if you want to, you know, work on these political topics or other history topics, other issues in the U.S., you have got to get in our Connected Communicator course, because Lindsay traveled all over the U.S. and she talked about, you know, she talked to real native speakers about things like gun control, politics, things like that. And this is what you guys need. So to get that, go to allearsenglish.com/connection, right, Lindsay?
Absolutely, Michelle. Guys, go ahead over there. If you want to learn how to talk about things like this, that is the course to get into. I love it. All right. So let's go through these, Michelle. What is the first famous phrase that came from a politician? This one is great. And this is actually the phrase that inspired this episode, just because it's so kind of important to know, in a sense, if you're in this political and cultural conversation. Yeah,
for sure. Well, why don't you share it with us, since this was the inspiration? Okay.
All right. So it is binders of women. Now, this was said by Mitt Romney in 2012 in a debate where he meant to say that he had resumes of women in his database of people that he was looking to interview. But the way that it came out, he was trying to say that he was kind of an equal opportunity employer, like his campaign and the people who may be in his cabinet, right, if he won, would end up being male and female. But it ended up really sounding ridiculous.
right. It just sounded funny. That's what, you know, it just didn't come out the way that he wanted to, because a binder, you know, to hold paper, like it just sounded fun, like binders of women, like that the women are actually in the binders. I feel like there were Halloween costumes or different cartoons of like actual women in binders. Doesn't that sound familiar?
That sounds familiar. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yep. Binders of women. It is the most, I don't know, throughout history, it's gotten even worse in the way it's aged, this phrase. Right. So it just sounds ridiculous. It's funny.
It definitely does. the next one is, it's the economy, stupid, which it wasn't, it's not like necessarily a ha-ha laughing at this person for saying it. It was more that they were, you know, kind of using this very direct language about this topic. So this was James Carville. And he was, we said, a strategist, right, in Clinton's campaign.
Yeah, campaign manager for Bill Clinton. And this is still quoted now sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes when I have conversations, I will say this as a quote, right? Or just play around with it, throw it in, maybe change it up a little bit. But people know that I'm referencing the Bill Clinton campaign. And what was the idea here that he was going for with this phrase? I mean, what does it mean for a political candidate, Michelle?
Well, it's basically that, you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing for voters is the economy. People want to be able to make a living, to have money, right? So he was being very direct and saying that this is what we need to focus on. And you definitely hear this, you know, that, I mean, and yeah, I think earlier, Lindsay, you said something like people vote with their wallet. And I think that that was a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, we can have our culture wars and vote on different issues, abortion rights. These are things that people get very fired up on in the U.S. But in the end, one political theory that I think is probably true is that people vote based on the economy, on their wallet, on how they personally are doing, issues of taxation and, you know, do they have a job or unemployment? That kind of thing is what people look for. Yeah. Right. In a candidate. Yeah,
definitely.
Today, we are digging into culture, and the culture is what you need to be able to participate in funny jokes and connect in English. You get all of this in our fluency course. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's do the next one. So this
I'm going to give this one to you, Michelle. Go for it.
So this is really funny because I was telling Lindsay that I actually thought that this was a real quote and I forgot that this wasn't a quote from this person. So this is, I can see Russia from my house. So this is Sarah Palin. She was running for vice president with John McCain. Mm-hmm. And so this was in 2008. And what happened was she had an interview on TV and she said some things that were not very smart by talking about like security. Oh, yeah. And she was saying so she's in Alaska and she was saying that, you know, she was using living near Russia as an example to talk about why she's qualified for this position and talking about security. And so what happened was, and this gets back to Saturday Night Live, is on Saturday Night Live, they made so much fun of her and it was Tina Fey. And she made the quote was, I can see Russia from my house. And it was so funny, but it was so memorable. But that when I, you know, I mean, this is a long time ago. So when I was thinking of things for this, one of the first things that came up was I can see Russia from my house. And when I looked it up, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's not even what she said. That was the joke, but that became so well known. I have a feeling a lot of people kind of think that that's what she actually said.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to how powerful SNL is,
right?
As kind of a way of cultural, like, medium, as a way to kind of refabricate what's been said politically and kind of send it to the culture. That's interesting. I love that.
Right. I love it. So, okay, where would we be if we didn't talk about George Bush?
I mean, he has some great ones. I feel like he had quite a few really good ones. But one of them is, here it is, guys. Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
Okay. I didn't even remember him saying this, but I looked into it. And yeah, apparently he said it on January 11th, 2000. Do you remember this? Sure.
Kind of. I mean, it sounds very familiar. And I do know that he did a lot of work on the No Child Left Behind Act. Right. That was his whole, and it was very controversial of whether it was good or bad for kids, depending on, you know, the kids. But yeah, so this makes sense that this was something he said. So what's wrong with this, Michelle? Why is it ridiculous?
Well, I bet that our listeners can point it out. It should be our children learning. So he made quite a few weird grants.
Like he made up another, I don't know what it is. You guys will have to look it up now. That'll be your homework from today's episode. Look up other weird grammatical mistakes that George Bush made in his speeches. There are a few of them.
Right. Definitely. Oh my goodness. So yeah, pretty funny ones too.
And then his father, George H.W. Bush, back in 88, he said, read my lips, no new taxes. So I feel like the important thing to take away today, guys, is that you will hear people grab this phrase, like read my lips, and twist it around, use it in different ways, but you need to know what they're referring to.
Right.
Okay. They're making a joke in a sense.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, read my lips. It's like you say that before. I mean, we could do a whole episode about this, but you say that when you're trying to emphasize that somebody really needs to pay attention and believe what you're saying.
And I like here how we're going sequentially backwards, Michelle, in our, you know, our order of presidents. We have Clinton, we have Bush, H.W. Bush, and then we're getting back to Reagan. Okay, yes. I like it. I like it. We missed Obama. He didn't say anything ridiculous.
I know. That's the funny thing is I actually feel like the SNL years when Obama was president weren't as boring. Funny because he just wasn't, like, you couldn't make fun of him. He was a cool dude.
Cool dude. I mean, that's true. SNL ratings these days must be off the charts. Yeah. Ratings and commercials and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I miss Obama.
Oh, me too. Anyways, okay. What did Reagan say?
So I found this quote. Actually, I was asking my parents a little bit about if there were any ones that they remembered. So this was one that my dad found. He said, okay, I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Oh my God, so, Reagan was so smart. He was so smart.
So that was in 1984. He was debating against Walter Mondale and he was 73. So someone asked him about his age apparently, and that's what his answer was. So, I mean, we have a lot of this going on now, you know, with people talking about, you know, Joe Biden and Trump and their age and, you know, when like Pete Buttigieg, for example, was running and being young and, you know, people ask and worry about the older people. But what he said was, no, like, I'm not going to exploit my opponent's youth and inexperience. So he was kind of flipping it.
So smart. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, Jimmy Carter was a man with like a deep heart and he had a lot of empathy, but he didn't necessarily present well, or he wasn't really a marketing mind, right? And so Reagan came in and defeated him because he was smart about these things, about the way he presented himself, you know, flipping things around like this. I mean, that's why, you know, he was able to win the presidency. Yeah.
Definitely. So yeah, there are so many things like this. I mean, even Clinton, I'm not going to get into it, but certainly things he said around the Monica Lewinsky scandal became very famous. But guys, these are really great ways to talk about politics. I mean, you can use these quotes to relate to other periods in history. You can also share quotes of politicians you know of. People enjoy learning about other countries and their politics. So it's a good conversation starter and definitely important to like kind of get used to hearing these references because political references are huge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, do we want to give our listeners any kind of phrases or should we leave it at that in terms of the structure? What do you think, Michelle?
Let's give a couple quick phrases. So the first one, you could say something like, I remember once blank said, right? So I could say something like, I remember once George Bush said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Or it was a huge news story when blank discussed blank. Yeah. Is there another one, Michelle? One more.
We'll do one more. So this politician is known for blank. Once he or she said, so I could say something like, Sarah Palin is a politician known for making comments about Russia once she said blah, 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 right?
Yeah, exactly. And guys, I think this would be, these phrases, these templates would be a good way for you to get started on this topic. But most of the time, you're not going to hear it in this way. You're going to hear it more in the way we talked about earlier, right? Someone will grab that quote to apply to what they're talking about.
Right.
Like maybe you're talking with your parents-in-law, your in-laws about buying a house. You may throw in this joke. It's the economy, stupid, right? We're not going to buy a house right now. Okay. And everyone knows that you're referring to that event, that the thing that Clinton said or the phrase for Clinton's campaign. So that's the point. That's where you're going to see it. All right.
Definitely. Yeah. It'd be cool to do a follow up on like even on these quotes, like how could you potentially use these quotes in a joking way? So maybe we'll get to that at some point. But yeah, this has been so much fun. And guys, we do want to remind you to get into that Connected Communicator course, because again, here is where you're going to learn about culture, history, issues in the U.S., and, you know, get to travel with Lindsay on that huge road trip. So again, go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
Definitely go over there and check it out, guys. It's an online course that takes you all over the United States. So, Michelle, what is the takeaway today? What should we leave our listeners with? Great topic today.
Okay, awesome. Well, guys, you know, you have studied English, but you haven't learned it, right? Yes. And part of learning English is learning about this cultural stuff, for lack of a better word right now, right? So to really learn it is to learn The background is to learn yes. cultural references, politics, right? This is important. Sometimes politicians say really great things and sometimes they're humorous, whether they mean to be or not. So learning about these things will help you improve your English, understand culture. You know, another good thing would be to try watching some political TV shows, yeah, because then you can learn about it indirectly as well.
Absolutely. And then I'm trying to find the name of this podcast, but this summer I discovered a podcast that goes through the lives of all the presidents in the U.S. That would be another angle to come at this topic, guys, that could be really interesting for you to deep dive into American history. So go to the Apple Podcast Store or wherever you listen and just type in presidents. You may find it there. I'll try to find the link and put it in the blog, guys. Okay. Very cool.
Awesome. This has been fun, Lindsay. Great idea for a topic.
Yeah, great stuff, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.